Use a top-down approach when you start designing your tests. Think about the features you need. Think about what you need to set up, what you need to look for, and make sure that all the functions are needed will be implemented on the lower level functions. Provide some general purpose routines that will facilitate testing. Don't write routines that are very specific. For example, set up this particular condition. No, just provide some parameters that allow you to set up a range of conditions. Let the user specify it. Keep routines fairly simple. You don't want the test infrastructure to be a source of bugs. So you want to layer routines that tend to be simple that can be tested individually. So you test that layer. Once that layer works, then you add the next layer on top of it. And also are simple routines. And keep stacking them up. If you're going to go with random testing, you've got to make sure that your infrastructure is robust enough and contains the controls and the parameters that are necessary to deal with random test cases. Our experience has been that in order to handle random testing, an infrastructure has got to be about 3 or 4 times as robust and as I hesitate to say flexible, but in terms of the feature set that it has to provide and the level of self-checking, it's going to be 2 to 3 times as more robust than doing directed testing, in which you have control over the timing of everything.